this hard press TV. Iran's leader calls on the people of Palestine to hold a general referendum to decide their future. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says attempts to reach out to the Taliban militants have failed. And in Chicago, in the United States, people take to the streets to protest poverty and unemployment. Hello and welcome. Live from Tehran, this is Press TV's World News. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, to our first story this hour, where the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution believes that referendum is the only fair solution to the issue of Palestine.
ملت فلسطین نیز مانند هر ملت دیگر حق دارد سرنوشت خود را تعیین کند و نظام حاکم بر کشورش را برگزیند. همه مردم اصلی فلسطین از مسلمان و مسیحی و یهودی نه مهاجران بیگانه در هر جا هستند در داخل فلسطین در اردوگاه ها و در هر نقطه دیگر در یک همه پرسی عمومی و منضبط شرکت کنند و نظام آینده فلسطین را تعیین کنند آن نظام و دولت برآمده از آن پس از استقرار تکلیف مهاجران غیر فلسطینی را که در سالیان گذشته به این کشور کوچ کرده اند معین خواهد کرد.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was addressing the opening ceremony of the 5th International Conference on the Palestinian Intifada in Tehran, where he also lashed out at the U.S. president for considering Israel's security as his red line. And the leader said this red line has been overstepped by a recent wave of popular uprisings. Iran's leader said the West should recognize Palestinians' rights and stop backing Israel or expect to face heavy blows in the future. He also called on Islamic states to drop their support for Israel and to sever all their political and economic ties with it. Ayatollah Khamenei dismissed any plans that would lead to the division of Palestine and stressed that Palestine belongs to Palestinians in its entirety. Meanwhile, Palestinian Islamic Jihad Secretary General says jihad and resistance are the only options left for the Palestinian people to restore their rights.
There is only one way, it's a jihad and resistance in order to get our rights.
Ramadan Abdullah was addressing the 5th conference on the Palestinian Intifada in Tehran. Abdullah recommended that the acting Palestinian Authority chief leave negotiations with Israel. He said the Palestinian Authority has changed to an umbrella under which Israel keeps making aggressions against Palestinians. Abdullah referred to the recent awakening among Islamic nations and vowed that victory is close for the Palestinians. Foreign officials and parliamentarians attending the conference have also voiced their support for the liberation of Palestine. Well, we took the opportunity on the sidelines of the Tehran conference to talk to some of the participants, and here's what they had to say.
Ever since the victory of the Islamic Revolution led by Imam Khomeini, the Palestinians have grown more and more confident about themselves. They now know that Palestine must be liberated. It is now clear that Israel is a threat to the whole Muslim world.
I feel this is a good conference in the way that people will be at least a little bit aware about the real issue of the Palestine. The Palestine is not a matter of piece of land. It's a matter of the human rights. It's a matter of the right of the self-determination. It's a matter of the holy pilgrim places of the Muslims. It's a matter of the respect of mutual respect of as a human being. So it's not a matter, it's a matter of history, it's a matter of culture, it's a matter of present, it's a matter of future. It is a matter of multi reasons behind of it.
I think there's quite a lot of support for Palestine in Ireland, and the Irish government are likely to support the UN resolution, and I think Ireland was occupied at one stage, so I think it gives them a feel for how it is to be occupied. Ireland had its own war of independence, and they feel, I think, for the Palestinian cause.
Well, a senior aide to the acting Palestinian Authority chief has called the Mideast Quartet representative Tony Blair, quote, useless. Nabil Shaath says the former British premier sounds like an Israeli diplomat and is trying to sell Tel Aviv's policies. Shaath believes that Tony Blair is only seeking to please Israel. Now, the so-called Middle East Quartet is made up of the United States, European Union, Russia, and the United Nations. It was established in 2002 to try to put an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And out to Afghanistan, where Afghan President Hamid Karzai argues that attempts to negotiate with the Taliban are futile, and efforts should instead focus on talks with neighboring Pakistan. The Afghan leader has long pushed for reconciliation with the Taliban, but he says he's changed his mind after a bomber killed former Afghan President Burhanuddin Rabbani. Rabbani was leading Karzai's efforts to broker peace with the Taliban. Kabul says it has evidence that Rabbani's assassination was planned by Taliban figures living in Pakistan's southern city of Quetta. We're going to switch over to Kabul, where we're joined by Press TV's correspondent Fayez Khorshid. Hi, Fayez. Tell us about the significance of this latest statement now by the Afghan president that basically no more negotiations with the Taliban. What exactly does this mean now?
Marzia, as you know, the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has been pushing for reconciliation with the Taliban for years. It's not a new strategy in this country, but now President Hamid Karzai has changed his mind after the assassination of Mr. Burhanuddin Rabbani, and now he says that talks with the Taliban are useless. He says that the other side for negotiations should be the Pakistani government, because President Hamid Karzai and his intelligence department, as well as his U.S. friends, believe that the Taliban key commanders are stationed in the Pakistani tribal areas, and the Pakistani government is not doing enough to fight against these the Taliban sanctuaries who are based in the tribal areas of Pakistan. That is why he has recently talked with religious people as well as with jihadi leaders inside his presidential palace and talked to them. And these jihadi leaders have urged President Hamid Karzai to stop talking to the Taliban militants. There has been no success and no major breakthrough in these talks. As you know, the President Hamid Karzai's strategy for reconciliation with the Taliban began about 5 years ago, but so far President Hamid Karzai has not been able enough to reach out to the Taliban militants. And the Taliban have also rejected President Hamid Karzai's peace invitations. And as you know, the violence is escalating. That is why now President Hamid Karzai believes that he has to urge the Pakistani government to help him and bring peace and stability in Afghanistan. So President Hamid Karzai still believes that they would be able to bring peace and stability in Afghanistan through peace talks, but those talks should be held with the Pakistani government, not with the Taliban militants. But many here are skeptic. Many political experts believe that President Hamid Karzai would not be able to convince the Pakistani government to help him in bringing peace and stability in Afghanistan. Why? Because they believe that the Pakistani government fears that once the foreign troops leave Afghanistan, Afghanistan would be under the full control of India. So there are regional tensions have greatly affected the situation here in Afghanistan.
Well, Fayez, what do you think exactly, what would be the ideal situation for President Karzai in dealing with the Pakistani? What would he want from them? Would it be basically trying to catch the militants? Or where do you see it? What does he want?
Well, President Hamid Karzai has occasionally publicly said that restoration of peace in Afghanistan is his number one priority. That is why he has begun peace talks with the Taliban militants, because he believes that they cannot bring peace in Afghanistan by NATO military operations. he still believes that there should be a kind of political settlement to end this long-running conflict in his country at the end of the day. But now that he has changed his mind and he wants to talk to the Pakistani government, it remains to be seen what would be the reaction of the Pakistani government. As you know, that Pakistan is under unprecedented pressure from the U.S. The U.S. officials believe that the Pakistani ISI agency has links to the Haqqani network. Now, what would be the future of Pakistan? Of course, the growing violence in Afghanistan and growing violence in Pakistan have greatly affected the both countries. So I believe that these both countries, Pakistan and Afghanistan, would come together and find a better solution to deal with this kind of situation.
Okay. Thanks so much, Fayez, for that update. That's Press TV's correspondent in Kabul, Fayez Khorshid. Well, continuing on with the rest of this hour's bulletin, Bahraini medics sentenced to prison terms for treating the injured. And injured anti-government protesters have appealed to the United Nations to investigate their case. Nearly two dozen doctors and nurses face sentences of up to 15 years for allegedly plotting to topple the government in Bahrain. The Bahraini regime accuses the staff of the hospital close to the epicenter of the protests of taking part in the demonstrations. The accused, however, say they simply treated those who had been wounded during the protests. On Friday, thousands of people staged fresh protests against the regime near the capital, Manama. Bahrainis have been holding protest rallies since mid-February. Authorities have responded with sweeping crackdowns, including hundreds of arrests. And now to Egypt, where scuffles have broken out in the capital, Cairo's landmark Liberation Square, this after riot police removed protesters planning to remain there until their demands were met. Several protesters were reportedly arrested after refusing to move and began throwing stones at the police. On Friday, a dozen more were arrested as military police blocked scores of protesters trying to head to the defense ministry. This as the military chief of staff, Sami Anan, is due to meet with leaders of several parties. Liberation Square has been the scene of weekly protests demanding a speedy transfer of power to civilian rule. Demonstrators also want social justice, an end to military trials of civilians, and an amendment of recently published electoral law. They fear that the law will help old regime figures return to parliament. Now to the United States, where people in the city of Chicago are protesting poverty, unemployment, and social inequity in front of the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank. Well, the sit-in began on September the 23rd. Participants say that they are part of Occupy Chicago, taking their cues from the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations in New York. Now, the local action has been peaceful so far. A 17-year-old protester described the demonstration as the American version of Tahrir Square, referring to the protests in downtown Cairo that led to the Egyptian Revolution. In New York, for more than 10 days, people have been protesting corruption in U.S. politics. At least 80 people have been arrested, while several more have been pepper sprayed by police. Well, live from Tehran, you're watching Press TV's World News. Let's get you caught up on the headline stories again this hour. Iran's leader calls on the people of Palestine to hold a general referendum to decide their future. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says attempts to reach out to Taliban militants have failed. And as you've just seen in Chicago, people take to the streets to protest poverty and unemployment in the United States.